Welcome to Winning English, helping your English shine through the use of idioms, slang, and cultural references. Today, to give a heads up, to get away from you, switch gears, and to get a shot. Hello, everyone. I have to start today's episode with an apology. I haven't published in 2 weeks. During the first week, I was on vacation. That was planned, but I should have given you a heads up. As for last week, it just got away from me. I hope you'll forgive me. After all, to err is human, to forgive divine. You might have noticed that there were a few English idioms right there in my apology. Let's get started. First, to give a heads up. When we give a heads up, we are warning someone of something. Imagine a person is looking down at the ground, and you see a ball flying through the air. You can shout, "Heads up!" to tell them to look out for the ball. We do the same thing figuratively. We don't want people to be surprised and angry about some upcoming event or change of plans, so we warn them about it. We give them a heads up. Next, got away from me. When a time period gets away from you, it means that you became very busy with things to do, and therefore you couldn't complete some task or project. It's as if time is an animal that you can't grab or capture. When it escapes, it gets away from you. In this case, last week became very busy for me, and I was unable to publish the newsletter. The week got away from me. Finally, to err is human, to forgive divine. I've covered this famous saying in a previous newsletter post. There's a link to it in the latest newsletter. It means we all make mistakes, so please, be merciful, be divine, like a god, and forgive me. Oh, by the way, notice that I called the 1 week a vacation. That's American English. In British English, it's called a holiday. Let me switch gears to talking about an important phrase in today's world, to get a shot. Everyone is very focused on coronavirus vaccines right now. One dose of the vaccine is also called a shot of the vaccine. When you have a dose injected into your arm, it's called getting a shot. Note something important here. You need the letter A before shot. Don't say, "I got shot." That means something very different. It means someone fired a gun at you and you were hit by a bullet. Also note that the verb for shots is to get, not to take. You get a shot of vaccine. You don't take it. However, you do take medicine. For example, if you swallow a pill for a headache, you are taking medicine. Finally, note that a shot is how we say it in American English. In British English, it's called a jab. Oh, and what about to switch gears? That means that you want to change the subject. You want to talk about something else. It comes from cars. Cars switch gears to move at different speeds. How that came to mean changing the subject, I just don't know. Thanks for being part of Winning English. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. Also, sign up for the email newsletter at winningenglish.substack.com to get additional content, like a transcript of this video and other helpful images and links. In the latest edition, I have a link to an image that maps and groups words for human emotions. Please follow Winning English on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram as well. But most of all, remember, if you like Winning English, please tell a friend. Talk soon.